This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jeremy Mullen, the Vice President of Corporate Development at Coral Health. The company uses blockchain technology to improve healthcare by enabling secure, real-time, shared access to validated healthcare information. Mr. Mullen, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time as well, Mr. Mullen. Thanks for that. Now, tell us, for starters, what is Coral Health?
Yeah, so Coral Health is a blockchain technology company in the healthcare space that is committed to building a more connected future in healthcare. So Coral develops blockchain-powered solutions that basically accelerate care delivery, automate multi-party administrative processes, and improve health outcomes. And we do that by enabling secure, real-time, shared access to validated healthcare information. So we're driving adoption from the ground up at Coral Health with targeted enterprise applications that provide immediate operational benefits to healthcare providers, to labs, to insurance payers, as well as pharma companies, and the list goes on. And so as more entities join the Coral Health blockchain ecosystem, individual benefits to parties are going to scale up to powerful network effects through incentivized data exchange, and so that's the vision of Coral Health, and that's what we've set out to do.
If you would get into what problem Coral Health is addressing.
Yeah, so to focus in on one particular use case, I'll give you a good example. But first, we all know that the healthcare industry in the U.S. is just rife with waste, to the tune of about $1.3 trillion a year, or almost a third of all healthcare expenditure. So it's a huge problem. Now that waste, you know, consists of a lot of different things, but one of the big sort of drivers in the industry stems from a lack of ability to share data, secure data in a trusted, reliable way, and put data really at the heart of patient care. And so, to give you an example, I mean, there's rich healthcare information that exists today. You know, your electronic health records, you know, the insurance companies have, you know, very detailed health, you know, information and so forth, as well as providers and so forth. The problem is that they all sit in silos, essentially. And so the status quo has developed over a long period of time as we move to, you know, to digitized health records, up to the present day scenario, where everything's basically being stored in centralized databases, often in a way that isn't even encrypted. And so as a result of that, entities don't want to share data. And the potential for data breaches, such as we saw with Aetna earlier this year, the risk is very high, and obviously the results can be catastrophic for the company in terms of reputational fallout and so forth, or even being, you know, opening themselves up to, you know, large liabilities or class actions. And so the fact that everybody has data, you know, rich data, but doesn't, you know, is not in any way sort of incentivized to share it, really impedes healthcare delivery. And by doing so, we're left with a lack of personalized care, excessive medical costs, and suboptimal patient outcomes. And so to give you a concrete example, you know, you as a patient might, you know, need healthcare treatment, right? And you have your electronic health record, and there's different versions of it all over the place. It's very fragmented. So you might have, you know, a version with your primary care physician who refers you on to a lab who has a different fragment of that, who refers you on to a specialist who has another version. Your pharmacy could have a, you know, a yet another one, and the list goes on, and there's no ability to tie it all together in real time, so that all you have to do is share one consolidated record that's immediately and instantaneously up to date every time that you touch a point in the healthcare system. And so that's what's really characterized the industry up to here. And so we've finally been given this solution, and the solution is blockchain technology or distributed ledger technology. And basically at the essence of it, we're able to share, there's basically a single ledger that gets shared amongst all parties, so that there's a single audit trail or a single source of truth, if you will, and it gets updated every time that you get medical attention under our model. And so what that allows is that, you know, people can go back to the same source and be able to use that information as needed. So a really concrete example is we're focused heavily on, or primarily on, the insurance claims processing industry within the United States, which is a huge, huge cost of the system. We've seen numbers of over $200 billion a year in costs for billing and insurance-related administrative costs. And so basically there's, you know, several parties involved. The patient, you know, when you have symptoms, you go to your primary care physician who orders a lab requisition. So you go to the lab and you get lab work done. And now based on, you know, that lab work, you might need some type of drug therapy or procedure. Now, in order to get that, most often patients can't pay for that themselves, so, and they have insurance. So what they do is the doctor on your behalf will spend significant amount of their time filling out paperwork that they will fax to your insurance payer. And now your insurance payer on their end has manual teams that will review this information and make a determination as to whether or not you should be approved for that procedure or therapy. So that whole process can take up to 30 days or even longer. And what it does is it forces patients to wait to get access to therapies or procedures, so they're suffering. Physicians are spending what the American Medical Association has quantified as up to 16 hours of their week mired in paperwork. And the insurance companies, you know, are spending billions of dollars a year having teams basically manually process these claims transactions, or if you will. So using blockchain solutions, we're building a platform where a patient can get a lab result, immediately upload that result to our blockchain ecosystem, and then provide read access to the insurance company, who can then, you know, we're using smart contracts on the blockchain network that basically are going to automate the process. So basically they'll parse the patient's lab record and the insurance payer's medical policy and make an automated decision as to whether that claim should be approved or not. So suddenly we're going from 30 days or beyond, and a massive time sink for a lot of parties and costs and so forth, down to something that can be instantaneous, right? And so that alone, we're focusing our first solution in that space on prior authorization claims, which itself, you know, as a subset of the overall claims industry, are still somewhere in the neighborhood of a $20 to $30 billion market in terms of cost per year. So we're basically taking what's a really frustrating, slow, and costly process and turning that into a virtuous circle, if you will, using blockchain, so that all parties win who are involved.
And I would definitely agree, all parties win. Now, who will benefit from your applications?
Yeah, so, I mean, just going back to the last example, there's basically, you could say there's three parties involved, that yourself as a patient, the doctor, and the insurance payer. So right now, all of those parties could stand to benefit. So the patient, rather than waiting and not knowing and being anxious and suffering and being frustrated by the claims process, that takes an inordinate amount of time and so forth, you could get same day approval for that drug therapy or procedure. The doctor, we can free up their time. So we don't want, you know, nobody wants doctors spending 16 hours of their week doing paperwork. They need to get that time back and be able to refocus it on what they do best and what they want to do, which is focus on on patient outcomes and helping the patient and delivering care. And then, of course, the insurance payers, I mean, if they can save any time that you can bring automation to bear on a highly manual and error-prone process, I mean, that's always typically a win, right? And so there's the potential there to save, you know, millions and millions of dollars per insurer or even billions of dollars across the board for those involved simply by automating, you know, this manual and error-prone process that we see today. And it all comes down to the required sort of missing ingredient is this data exchange or interoperability of data between the patient and the insurance company.
Today, we are visiting with Mr. Jeremy Mullen, Vice President of Corporate Development at Coral Health, that uses blockchain technology to improve healthcare by enabling secure real-time shared access to validated healthcare information here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So, Mr. Mullen, tell us, who is the team behind Coral Health?
Yeah, so the team, we're a bunch of healthcare you know, professional people, I would not healthcare professionals, but people who've been in the healthcare space for a combined, I believe, 30 years plus experience. So it's led by our CEO, Andrew Park. He has about 10 years himself of experience in the healthcare space. He's already built and scaled a healthcare technology company, and about over the last 3 years, brought it up to about a $30 million valuation, and he exited successfully from that venture about a year ago. And so Coral Health is his next step in the evolution of his career in the healthcare IT space. Our Chief Operating Officer, Philip Parker, a Harvard-trained data scientist who has spent a number of years in healthcare consulting and also worked at Athena Health, working with electronic health records, so another industry expert. Myself, I've been in the healthcare space in a market research and consulting role for the better part of 10 years. And then our chief scientific officer is a PhD in molecular biology, who's also worked in the private sector within healthcare as well.
And I would certainly say a lot of experience comes to the table there for Coral Health and your support and experience, so that's quite impressive. Lastly, tell us, so we can be better informed, how is the project funded?
Yeah, great question. So we've been fortunate enough to build the company through private funding up to this point. We are actively speaking with our counsel to potentially obtain pre-clearance from the securities regulators regarding a public token sale in coming months, although that's still to be determined. But we are still accepting, private funding from people who are interested. And we can be found at www.mycoralhealth.com if you want to take a look at the project, familiarize yourself with our white paper and so forth. And I can always be reached at Jeremy, Jeremy, at mycoralhealth, all one word, .com. And we're happy to talk to anybody who's interested in learning more either about our project, about blockchain and healthcare, or the healthcare IT space in general, because it's a fascinating space to be in right now, and the innovation is at the top of everybody's agenda.
Well, Mr. Mullen, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today, introducing Coral Health and also what you're doing in the healthcare space. Thanks so much. Again, it is mycoralhealth.com. Mr. Mullen, thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, my pleasure, Eric. It was a real honor to be here on eHealth Radio. And please, anytime, we would love to speak with you again, as things progress, and keep you updated on what we're doing at Coral Health.
And that's certainly a plan. Love to have you back with an update in the future. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeremy Mullen, Vice President of Corporate Development at Coral Health, that uses blockchain technology to improve healthcare by enabling secure, real-time, shared access to validated healthcare information. And for further details and to learn more, visit mycoralhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site, at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.